you. So really, tension on this line, when that weight seems to slacken and go easy, it's falling into a pocket in the gravel. That's when you snatch. And if you're liable to catch the female, or you're liable to catch the male.
Yeah.
And some of them weigh 12, 15 pounds. And it goes on around the clock when they on this river up and down here when shoaling time comes through. And we have two kinds. We have the March red horse, and we have the May red horse. And these people, some of these fishermen just live on the river during that season.
Yeah.
I spent one day with a fellow at one time, I told him. Well, I said, I could pick up more walking around than I could catch here in the way of fish. I didn't know the game. I didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
He didn't have much luck, caught a few small.
Yeah. Okay, what do pearls come in? What do you call that?
Pearl.
Yeah.
You mean a genuine pearl?
Yeah.
In a mussel shell, a finite mussel shell.
Okay, this is something you might hear making a noise around a pond at night.
Oh, that's a little bullfrog, and they get to be a pretty good size.
Okay. What about something like that, only a real little, about this big, and maybe be up in trees, and has a real high voice?
That's a kittadee.
No, it's a kind of frog.
Oh, that's a little tree frog, we call it.
Okay. What about the kind of frog that hops around on your land?
That's a toad frog.
Okay.
He's a dry land toad frog. He don't have to have water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bullfrog, that bullfrog we talked about,
mm-hmm.
he's a water. He belongs in water. He's going to live in around water.
Mm-hmm.
But the toad frog is a dry land. He
don't
want nothing to do with the water. The little tree frog is of a dry land nature because what you say his hibernation is in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a kind of chattering sound at night.
Yeah.
Sort of a corking sound.
Yeah. What would you get up to go fishing with?
Well, we get earthworms, big earthworms to go fishing with.
Are there different kinds of earthworms?
Yeah. No, not. Then, see, we've got a domestic one nowadays that you raise them in pits.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a little experience with that. I had some pits when I lived down on Madison Street.
Yeah.
Down there where Hardy's place is, if you notice.
Mm-hmm.
On the back of that lot, I had a couple of worm pits there because I got crippled up. And I raised it.
What do you feed them? Cornmeal and grease?
Feed them anything you didn't want to eat. Cottonseed meal. Cold bread. Grapefruit rinds. I mean, they love that grapefruit rind. And they'd peel that out till there wasn't anything left, just a little outside skin.
You just stick that, just break it up and throw it in there?
Just drop those grapefruit grinds in there and just drop them in. As a rule, drop them bottom side down, you know, the cut side down.
Yeah.
And you go back in a day or so. And if you move it, it wasn't in nothing, but just the outside skin. They don't eat all of it. Inside the pool.
Yeah. What? Would that get them really fat?
Yeah, they did. It takes this worm, this domestic worm. Nobody's never been able to take the old common earthworm and make him reproduce.
Yeah.
But this commercial worm, it takes them 90 days from the time they hatch to lay an egg.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, around an earthworm is a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You've seen an old male earthworm, and he's got a little belt around.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial worms got that too. And at mating time, they slip under that band and connect together.
Mm-hmm.
When they separate, both of them produces eggs.
Both of them?
Both of them. There's no sex about it, male and female.
Yeah.